Okay, here it is, Friday Night Fun. Every Friday night, I'll have a new, hot, erotic story for you. Just the thing to bring your weekend alive. Date or no date, your Friday nights will never be the same. And I'll always have a special offer for you from my good friends at AdamandEve.com. Go to AdamandEve.com and enter offer code Friday at checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, a free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. Doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code Friday to get this deal. And now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Boy Toy. Luke woke me with his strong arm reaching over me and his hand gently cupping my breast. His thumb rubbed the tip of my nipple. I told him, if this is about some early morning loving, yes. If you're trying to get around me so I'll agree to you getting a motorbike, my answer is still no. To soften my refusal, I reached back and wrapped my fingers around his warm cock. Luke whispered, try it. You'll like it. I've heard that line before. And you always have liked it, right? This is different. You know, I'm open to new things. I just don't know what we want a bike for. We have a car. Just for fun? I arched and rubbed the head of his cock against my wetness. This is my idea of fun. If you want a boy toy, how about me? I thought I'd distracted him because he gave a little push, just enough to work the head inside. And then he stopped. I pressed back, but he retreated. Not enough to withdraw, but enough that he went no deeper. Tease, I complained. His fingers rolled my nipple some more. His teeth closed gently on the nape of my neck, another move that gets my engines revving. Between them, he gritted. You've never been on a bike. Come for a test drive. Take one ride with me. If you don't like it, I'll never mention it again. I promise. One ride? I wriggled my hips in his lap. Just one. Deal. Now can we... I humped back on nothing. He was scrambling out of bed. Where are you going? I asked, hoping it was to get some bed toys. To get a bike. But... I rolled onto my back and threw the bedclothes aside. Pointing between my legs, I asked, what about this? After the test drive, your sweet little spot will get my undivided attention for as long as you can stand it. And he was gone. I was miffed. How could Luke stand to have his cock's head inside me and then stop? He shouldn't have that much control. I thought about taking care of myself right then so that later I could play hard to get. Then I decided on a better plan. I'd stay horny, but I'd make him even hornier. When we got back from riding his silly bike, I'd make him spend 3 solid hours between my thighs, and then I would give him a quick jerk. One ride a day for Luke would just have to be enough. I dressed in a short, thin summer dress that buttoned down the front. Beneath it, there was just me. No bra, no panties. Against the light, it was translucent. My nipples were perky from pinching them. I can be ruthless. I stepped out into the bright, cool sunshine. Luke's handsome head turned towards me. He was sheathed in tight black leather, which really made him look hot. I swayed over to the enormous black and chrome machine that sat in our driveway. He grinned. You're looking very sexy. Ready for a ride? I posed against the sun before I swung a long, slender leg over the bike, making sure to give him a flash of my naked bottom. My bare self snuggled down on padded leather. I wriggled around a bit to get myself well-placed. Luke handed me a helmet and kick-started the bike. I almost dropped the helmet. I was happily shocked by the powerful vibrations trembling up deep inside me. My arms wrapped his lean hips. We accelerated away. Our street is paved with cobblestones. Each one was a tiny jolt that felt like hard little slaps, faster and faster until they blended with the throbbing of the engine. My insides became quivering jelly. I snuggled against him and sucked in the scent of hot leather. My eyes closed. Despite myself, I surrendered to the thrill. It was like I was astride a giant vibrator set on high. Wind whipped me. Although I was tight against Luke's back, cold air insinuated its way inside my flimsy dress and nipped my nipples into aching points. I couldn't help myself. My hips moved. I tilted my ass back a bit and pressed down harder, grinding on a leather seam. We swung through traffic, leaned past trucks, and were in open country. Now that we wouldn't be observed, I was free to make it even worse for him. My hands pressed his hard thighs and slid upwards. My fingers found the zipper of his fly and drew it down. He jerked in surprise, but recovered and rocked against my hand. That slut. My flattened hand slid into his pants. My thumb stroked his muscular belly, hooked and dragged his briefs lower. I was rewarded by a fistful of cock, which I carefully drew out. I took a firm but tender grip between my thumb and fingers and began to slow stroke it in a way I knew would make him desperate, but not let him get off. We sped between fields of wheat. We must have been doing over 100 miles an hour when he suddenly decelerated, braked, and swerved. The bike came to a stop. He'd swung off the road into a grove of oaks. He dismounted. Did he think I was going to put out then and there? I mean, I like the occasional spontaneous open-air fuck and was tempted, but I resolved to stick to my plan. Luke was going to suffer. Okay, the ride had thrilled me, but a plan is a plan. I hadn't reckoned with Luke's strength and determination. He lifted me bodily and set me down on the warm seat he'd just vacated. "You drive," he said. With his cock jutting in front of him, he mounted behind me. With one big hand on each of my hips, he lifted my bum up, tilting me forward over the handlebars. I felt him raise my skirt. "What?" I asked. When he pulled me down, half sitting in his lap, I understood. He'd impaled me with his hard shaft. I wanted to protest, but it felt so good. His arms reached around me. One strong hand closed over mine on the handlebar. His other hand slipped between the buttons of my dress and found my nipple. We pulled away and back onto the road. We rode, me sitting on his lap, his leather-clad thighs beneath my naked ones. I hooked my ankles around his calves. The engine's vibrations traveled up through his cock into me. He rocked, slowly thrusting in and out of my flesh. It was the slowest fuck I'd ever enjoyed. Maybe even better by the vibration. When we got home, Luke tucked in and zipped up as he dismounted. I managed to clamber off, stiffly. "So, what do you think?" he asked, gloating. "I think I'm all bruised up from that ride, so I'm going to take a long, hot, scented bath. And when you get back..." "Back," he interrupted. "Back from where?" "Back from closing a deal on that lovely bike." I stroked the leather seat lovingly. "And when you do get back, you are going to kiss my bruises better." Luke burned rubber.
Wow. That story reminds me why motorcycles were invented. Don't you agree? Earlier, I promised you a special offer from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com. Go to AdamandEve.com and enter offer code SASSY, and you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also get 3 free adult DVDs to inspire you, a free mystery gift, wonder what that could be, and free shipping on your entire order. So go to AdamandEve.com. And don't forget to use offer code SASSY, that's S-A-S-S-Y. So that's it for this week, but be sure to tune in next week for a new episode of Sassy's Erotic Tales. You'll hear about an anniversary that's so sizzling, it will make you blush from head to toe. Goodbye for now, and sexy dreams to all. Until next week, I'm Sassy with Sassy's Erotic Tales.